This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Today, South Korea revealed that it conducted plutonium-based nuclear research in the early 1980s. That news follows another disclosure by South Korea. The government also says it performed a uranium enrichment experiment 4 years ago. Both these revelations come at an awkward time, especially since South Korea says it has no desire for nuclear weapons, and since the United States and other nations are trying to persuade North Korea to abandon its nuclear weapons programs. NPR's Rob Gifford is monitoring this story from Beijing. And Rob, what was this testing for in the 1980s?
Well, the South Korean government has not given any real details about what that was for. With the uranium test last week, they said that this was actually rogue scientists. It was not approved by the government and that scientists went off and did the experiment themselves. Today's announcement about the plutonium-based enrichment 22 years ago, they have literally released a few sentences saying that it happened and that they're cooperating with the International Atomic Energy Agency, which is the UN watchdog, dealing with nuclear issues. But I think we're going to have to wait for more details to emerge.
And of course, one of the countries watching this closely will be North Korea, their rival just across the border there, just across the DMZ. What do they say?
Absolutely. North Korea is watching this very carefully. And in fact, before the announcement today was made about the plutonium experiment, there was a statement from the deputy head of the North Korean mission to the United Nations, who, responding to the announcement last week of the uranium enrichment, said that this should be seen in the context of an arms race in Northeast Asia. The North Koreans are very much trying to portray these revelations from South Korea as on a par with what they have been accused of. It should be said that the South Koreans have admitted to very, very tiny amounts of enrichment of plutonium and uranium, and we know very little about what the North Koreans have actually done. But I think the North Koreans are very keen to put it on the same level, and indeed this North Korean official accused the United States of double standards in dealing with South and North Korea.
Might these disclosures affect the efforts to persuade North Korea to give up its own nuclear weapons program?
Well, there are talks that are supposed to take place by the end of September. These six-party talks, they've been going on for a year, on and off, and all parties were supposed to be coming to Beijing by the end of September. It should be said that not much was expected from those talks, because all the people you talk to in this part of the world, diplomats and analysts, believe that everyone is watching the US election. The North Koreans, it's believed, really want John Kerry to be elected, so that they believe that he might take a somewhat softer line on the issue of their nuclear weapons. So nothing much was expected from the talks, but now these revelations, I think, will put in doubt as to whether the talks will even go ahead at all.
And just to be clear again, neither of these tests appears to have happened the other day. One was 4 years ago, one was more than 20 years ago. Why is this news coming out now?
I think part of it is the increasing transparency that's going on in South Korea just generally. 22 years ago, South Korea was not a democracy. But another thing more specifically is that in February, South Korea signed up to an agreement with the IAEA to open a specific facility in South Korea. Sources in Seoul say that what happened was the inspectors turned up and were blocked from going into this facility, thus raising their suspicions. And this put the South Korean government on the spot, and they had to figure out whether to come clean or whether to cover it up. And they have come clean.
Okay, thanks. That's NPR's Rob Gifford in Beijing.